Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. In the wake of U.S. Attorney General Jeff Sessions' admission, he met twice with the Russian ambassador to the U.S. during last year's presidential campaign and failed to disclose those talks during a Senate confirmation hearing, the Trump administration is dealing with new revelations of previously undisclosed meetings with the ambassador. Russian ambassador met with Mr. Trump's son-in-law, Jared Kushner, and with since-ousted National Security Advisor Michael Flynn in December at President Trump's offices in New York. UN Special Envoy for Syria, Staffan de Mistura, is concluding that what he called tough but constructive talks in pursuit of political transition to end Syria's six-year war. De Mistura said the parties had agreed to return later in March.
At the beginning of this period of round of talks, we said that we were not going to expect and we should not expect a breakthrough. This is a war of 6 years where people were not even looking at each other, they were just fighting at each other.
Meanwhile, in Syria, army units are clearing landmines and explosives left behind the Islamic State militants. In the historic town of Palmyra, after government troops and allied militiamen recaptured it from IS fighters. U.S. warplanes and drones launched a new wave of airstrikes against al-Qaeda terror cells in Yemen, part of what's being described as a larger plan to contain something military planners see as a growing threat to the West. Like the initial round of precision airstrikes, targets included fighters, equipment, infrastructure, and heavy weaponry belonging to al-Qaeda in the Arabian Peninsula. This is VOA News. United Nations is reporting that more than 190,000 people, that's more than half of them children, have fled Mosul since Iraqi government forces began their offensive on October 17th to retake the city from the Islamic State. Lisa Schlein is following the story.
The United Nations reports a significant increase in the number of people fleeing western Mosul last week as fighting between Iraqi soldiers and Islamic State militants has intensified. It estimates about 30,000 people have become displaced, half of them children. Bastien Vigneault is UN Children's Fund Emergency Coordinator for Mosul Operations in Iraq. Vigneault says the new arrivals describe conditions in Mosul as dire and getting worse. He says they report 1 kilo of rice costs $60. They say food, water, medicine, and fuel are running low. Vigneault says UNICEF, the World Food Program, and UN Population Fund are planning an aid mission to West Mosul this weekend. For security reasons, he says he will not name the neighborhoods where they will go. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Irish government investigators say the remains of babies have been discovered in a mass grave at a former Catholic home for unmarried mothers. They range in age from 35 weeks to 3 years. Records show the babies died between 1925 and 1961. That's the last year the home was open. An investigation was launched in 2014 after death certificates were found for nearly 800 children, but a burial record only for one baby. President Trump stopped by an Orlando, Florida Catholic school on his way to his estate in Palm Beach for the weekend. Mr. Trump praised the school as an example of parochial schools being helping his disadvantaged children. He said his administration's education emphasis will focus on school choice.
Education is the civil rights issue of our time. And it's why I've asked Congress to support a school choice bill. And we've come a long way. I think we're really we're right out there, and we're ahead of schedule in so many ways when it comes to education.
Teachers' unions criticized President Trump for the visit, saying it showed hostility towards public schools and an intention to turn education into a profit-making industry. Former Haitian President Renel Proval, who led the country during Haiti's devastating 2010 earthquake, died on Friday. He was 74 years old. The government did not get a cause of death, but local media quoted family members who said Proval died of a heart attack. He leaves behind a wife, 3 children, and 2 grandchildren. Get more news at our website. You can find us at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.